So shall we just start off with that very first question then, which is, and what would you like to have happen?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess the topic at hand for me is to just give you a bit of context, is that, I feel over the last 8 years, I've developed a nicely working sort of solopreneur coaching practice, and I've got a lot of very valuable business connections with different organizations, and I'm doing a lot of work for McKinsey, which is very nice because it pays great, and it's just nice to be associated with them, and then I have other coaching companies I'm working for, so that's all very good. And I, for about a year now, I felt as if I'm drifting a bit. I've made myself very comfortable in a position where I'm an associate of people who call me and ask me to come for facilitation or coaching of 2-3 day events. And I've built a small network of my own sort of associates that I largely pass small projects on to. For example, people find me via different online networks and then ask me if I could do individual coaching for them. And I don't really take individual clients right now anymore because I'm traveling too much. So I'm sending them to people from my little associate network. And it's all nice and comfortable. And I don't know if that is the best use of my talents now and my knowledge, and if there would be another level for me to progress to, and if I'm not doing it because maybe there's no need to, or if I'm not doing it because I'm scared or because I'm lazy, or yeah. So it's still a bit fuzzy, but I guess what I want to have happen? I suppose it's all around the issue of sort of more clarity about what is it, what are my next steps, and how can I really engage my talents, but in sort of an integrative approach towards my whole life. Because another thing that's coming up for me now is the question of, do I want to have kids? And if yes, it would probably be a good time sort of now, because I'm 36 and the just, biological reality window is closing. So I know it's a bit wide, but I suppose it's about clarity about where am I moving to?
And when you think about engaging your talents, and you think about integrating that into your life, where are you moving to? What would you like to have happen?
I'm also just going to take some notes, yeah? So if you see me looking even further down, then that's that. I would like to... What keeps coming up right now when I think about this and talk about this is I would like to have a very strong gut feeling about what it is that I need and want to do next.
Okay. So a very strong gut feeling of what you want to do next. And what kind of feeling is that gut feeling?
Do you need to get that?
No, I think the answering phone's just got it.
Okay. You have an answering phone like mine. I can't really turn off the stupid sound. It's like...
Right, got about 25 minutes.
Yeah. what kind? It's
What kind of gut feeling?
Yeah, the sort of the image I get is as if there was something in my solar plexus that is like a guiding, shining light, and it's sort of expanding from right here. As if I had a, it's not a flashlight because that would be too small. It's like, you know, when you see pictures of old sort of Harry Potterish trains that have these huge lights in at the engine train, something like that. That would just really, there would just be no doubt in my mind that wherever that light is shining, that's where I need to go. And at the same time, I'm realizing that the funny thing, of course, is that since I'm the person, since light is integrated sort of here, of course the light goes wherever I go because it's not independent of me. So I guess it's a gut feeling where I know where I want to shine my light to, onto.
And it's like one of those lights on a Harry Potter train that shines wherever you want to go, and you've got no doubt. Is there anything else about that shining light?
Yeah, there's something about something that seems important about this idea that it is connected to me and that it's moving, well, you know, where I'm moving, and the understanding that nobody will move this light for me, that I have to move this light. And I'm just sort of getting the image of, you know, as if I had this light sort of installed in me, and then there are cables that are connected to different points inside of me. So the direction, is it the direction or is it the energy? It's not disconnected from who I am. You know, this light is. There's a cable that goes to my brain, and there's a cable that goes to my heart, there's a cable that goes to my gut. It's like maybe all the chakras are connected with cables, you know? And sort of they all culminate in that light. Yeah.
And the chakras are connected through the cables. What kind of connected is that connected?
At the moment, the image that I have is there's something solid about it. So that the connecting points, you know, you have sort of the wiring, which is like cables, so it has a plastic coating. But the connections are metal. They are, no, I'm lacking the English word. Brass, I guess. Yeah, brass. And they're very sort of sturdy. And I'm not getting a clear image right now what they're actually connected to. Oh, wait, I guess they're connected to sort of centers of more fluffy light. So the actual chakras are not as physical as the cables or the brass connectors, but they're like little fluffy light balls, and they're, you know, in where they are in my body. And so it's as if the brass connecting points are then taking the energy from these chakra fluffy light balls and channel it to the big light.
And they take the energy from these little fluffy light bulbs. What kind of energy is that energy?
The first word that came to my mind was it's a guiding energy. So there has, again, has a, the topic of direction is somewhere in there. So it's a guiding energy because it is connected to something that's true for me. Yeah, it sort of taps into a knowingness that is part of me, and it's also part of something bigger. Yeah.
And it's a knowingness. Is there anything else about that knowingness?
Suppose what comes to my mind is it's kind of there. It is as if there is this knowingness field, I suppose, that is there, and I can tune into that. And there isn't really anything. It's less about doing something and more about receiving it.
And that knowingness. And that knowingness is, that's a knowingness like what?
I think it, for me right now, it's helpful to sort of keep my eyes closed because it's easier to stay connected with the pictures that way. What I just sort of saw was that I'm enclosed in this capsule of light, I suppose, and it's like, you know, so it encloses me, but it, at the same time, it's like the, like a actual capsule, and there's, it's like a pod of a plant, I guess, and everybody has these capsules, so you're in a capsule like that, and the capsules are hanging from the sphere of that light. So, you know, we're all connected to that bigger field. Looks a bit sci-fi-ish, actually, you know, so there's this field of light and there are all these individual capsules hanging down, but they're all connected to the same sphere. And then the capsule somehow feeds into my little fluffy light ball centers. So there's something isolated about it because I'm in my little capsule and that's only mine. And there's something really connected about it because there's other people, there's everybody also connected to the same field of knowingness.
And it's isolated and it's connected. Is there anything else about connected?
There's the sense that I can move in this capsule because I'm, I can sort of steer it or direct it. And there seem to be some that I find of other people that I find more attractive than others. So it's, I'm moving towards certain people and more away from other people.
And is there a relationship between the capsule and the Harry Potter light that's being fed from your fuzzy light centers?
Yeah, like the sort of the big Harry Potter brass framed light that I have in my chest is, me inside my little pod or capsule. And the capsule though is transparent because it's not, I mean, it's tangible in a way, but at the same time it's how do you call it, translucent? Yeah, so it's sort of s like see-through plastic or something, and so I can shine from within that pod or capsule, and so there's a connection between, I suppose, and with my light and sort of my choice of where I'm shining it, I can also attract other capsules to me. So it's like a, I think in sci-fi they call that a tractor beam. It's like once it catches you, then you have no chance but to move towards it.
And where could that Harry Potter light have come from?
Well, it's that, first it's sort of feeding from these light centers in me that are somehow connected to my little capsule. At the moment, it feels as if it's just sort of there. And, well, maybe now I see something new. It's like there is a light switch next to it. And it's like, I don't know, I have all this sort of train imagery there. I just saw the new Harry Potter movie, so maybe that's where it comes from. But it's like this big lever that I can pull down, and then the light is off, or I can push it up, and then the light is on. And it's actually really powerful light. And I guess so far I've been sort of fiddling around with it in the bottom half. Not just sort of wanting to switch it on a little bit, and then it's sort of flickering. But it's like I have to make that choice to really switch on the light.
And you have to make that choice to switch on the light. What kind of choice is that choice?
Feels a bit scary. It feels like there's some heaviness associated with it. It's like, I guess I'm scared of, if I switch on that light, of all the things that could happen, because I will attract all these things, and that could be good, but it sounds like a lot of work. It's like I guess I'm that choice is, I guess I'm afraid that I will get into a situation where I think, gosh, why did I ever switch on that light? Why was it not enough to just be in my little pod and be happy there and flicker every once in a while? You know, now see what I've gotten myself into, that kind of a choice.
And when you're feeling scared about having too much work, and when you're thinking, why have I got into this? What would you like to have happen?
I would like to feel light about it. And as I say light, I actually again see that light right here. So, I don't know, it's like the sentence that I have in my mind is to not make such a big deal out of it, but to just know what to do next and to do it and to not complain about it and to not feel any need to make it feel heavy. Because it's just sort of there. It's like this light, when it's on, provokes or produces something that needed to happen anyway. So there's no point about complaining about it.
And what needs to happen for you to feel light about it?
I need to trust that I have the energy to handle all that that will and needs to happen.
And can you trust that you have all that energy to handle what needs to happen?
Not entirely right now, I guess. Just sort of. Not quite enough trust there.
And what needs to happen for you to feel entirely, to have enough trust there?
I need to be more rigorous about my space, about protecting my space, and I don't necessarily mean that in a physical sense, but rather in an energetic sense. I guess it has something to do with being even more clear about what it is that I do and what it is that I don't do. So, sort of, where am I consciously directing my light? And not try to be at every place at the same time or feel obliged to be at every place at the same time. It's about space to think.
And what needs to happen for you to be more clear about where you're directing your light?
It's mainly that space to think, I would say. So it's about making mental space for clarity to even have the opportunity to emerge. So I sometimes I guess I have this, I'm cluttering myself, you know, I'm cluttering myself with stuff to do and projects to take care of and things on my to-do list, and then I get into this feeling of it's too much and it's too heavy and it doesn't feel light anymore. So I think in order to actually feel that everything that I have to do is not such a big deal because it needs to happen anyway and it's all good. I need to recenter every once in a while.
And can you recenter every once in a while?
See, yeah, I think I can. I guess, yeah.
And what needs to happen for you to recenter every once in a while?
One is that need to I guess be more rigorous again with my meditative practice for one, which I normally meditate for half an hour every morning. I haven't been doing that for the last week or so because I was busy and I was at clients and I didn't want to get up at six in order to meditate, which I think is fine, but so I just need to reconnect with that. Now that I'm here. And actually, I'm going away on August 11th for vacation and sort of sabbatical that follows it. So altogether, I'm not going to be in Berlin for 7 weeks, which is a really long time. And for the first 3 weeks, I have set the intention to not work, including no email. And it feels a bit scary, and I think that's actually part of my answer, is to do exactly that, to not do anything. And I'm not very good at not doing anything. So it's
what?
Just, yeah?
Good.
Well, I thought it's about giving myself the permission to just really be lazy. Completely lazy and do whatever I feel like doing in the moment.
And can you give yourself permission to be lazy?
Yes. Yeah, I think I can do that.
You can. That's great. And what needs to happen for you to give yourself that permission to be lazy?
I think nothing else, actually, because I feel I've been a good girl. I've worked hard this year. So
yeah.
You know, that voice is sort of satisfied, I suppose. And now it's just about easing into the not doing stuff, because the last week now before I leave is actually, as you know, can imagine, before a 7 week break, rather sort of hectic and filled with stuff. And then to manage that transition into the not doing. So maybe it would be nice to have a transition ritual. I'm just trying to think what that could be. I guess one nice thing would be to have, instead of just being busy until the last minute, to actually have set the intention with my partner that there will be a point on, I don't know, we're leaving Tuesday on the 11th, so that maybe on the afternoon of the 10th that there's a certain time by which we'll finish our packing and our taking care of stuff and shifting and moving and cleaning, and because we're house swapping, so our house needs to be in mint condition, so that should be finished by that time, and then that we'll have a really lovely afternoon and go out for a movie or, and, you know, then go out for dinner and do something really relaxing, so that we're not actually entering the plane stressed out of our minds, but rather in a really good space and sort of happy to leave. I think that would be very nice. So that's a good plan.
Yeah. And would that be a good point to stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that feels good. So I'm just writing that down, transition ritual. Monday. Afternoon. Yeah, I like that.